So I'll tell you, the people who missed Sunday school this morning missed fun. We had good discussion, had all kinds of different questions and answers and opinions. It was great. Russ did a great job. Appreciate that, Russ. Katie had to go and add things to my list today that I wanted to go over. So it's Katie's fault if we're late, okay? I'm only kidding. But this is going to be a kind of a different message. It's kind of a review of talents, our God-given talents, our gifts that the Lord gives us and that we should work on. I'll give you my references that I got my information from, and then also one of the big references was a friend of mine, Mike Christian. He's a missionary of Jill 44 years, right? 44 years, Philippines, Thailand, and now he's basically back and forth in the States to Thailand, then all over the United States. Very knowledgeable man. So we'll get started with that. The references, 1 Corinthians 12, that's one of the references. Romans 12, whole chapter. Ephesians 4, the whole chapter. 1 Peter 4. And then also Romans 12, 4 through 6. This is where I got this idea from. I was talking to my wife and I was telling her that we have so many talents in our church and how many different ways that people use their talents. And I just thought it'd be really neat to go over and review some of those talents. We have people that are very good at administration in this church. I serve on the board also. Russ kind of runs that board, does a good job. We do a lot of administrative type things, and he always keeps us right on track and get things organized for us. And Ben, he makes sure we got out, and now it's Ryan's turn. He keeps us all in sheets and stuff and a thing to follow, a guideline. It's really nice to be able to see when men step up in the church and handle those things as a church body. So that's some talents. You know, Russ has got really good administration skills. I don't have any of that. Just ask my wife. She helps me all the time on that. So I'll flip over here. And another thing, we got hospitality, people that like to do hospitality, leadership roles. This church is very knowledgeable in the Word. I hear you can about ask anybody around in our church about something and different things of, where would you find this in the Bible? You know, what about this? And they can sit down and talk to you about it, or they can tell you and give you a reference for it. We have people that are in the healing industry. We have lots of nurses around. I don't see very many of them here right now, but we have people that take care of that kind of stuff. Service work, just getting out and doing things for other people, making sure our elderly people in our church and things like that are taken care of. We do see miracles. We see that around. That's not a talent or anything, but I just like to put that out there. And some people are just amazing at their faith that they have in this church. You guys do realize that everybody has talents and has gifts that God give you. And you should nurture them and work on them and ask for Him to enlighten you. That was in one of the scriptures that I read through. The things that I'd like to talk about first is faith. Is I know I've talked to a few people in our church, one-on-one, and some of them's passed away now. But the faith this church has and the people have in this church to help others and to express it to other people. I run into people, I'm out fishing, doing different things, and they go, well, where do you go to church at? Because we get on that subject. And I tell them, oh, hey, them guys know their Bible. That's a good talent to have, isn't it? You know, just to highlight some more of the people in our church that has a lot of talents that I deal with most of the time, is one is patience. Just the gift of patience. Raymond Morris. He's going to cry on me. So. He has some of the most patience I've ever seen of any man I've ever dealt with. We were fishing. Sitting there fishing. These kids come up and they're running on the dock or on the bridge, making all kinds of racket. And then they stop and start talking to Raymond. They're playing with his fish he's got laying there. And next thing you know, he's got him wanting to bait his hook. They're picking his fish up, putting them in a bag. And they're having a good time with Raymond. And they're there joking around with us. And he says, wow. But then the one kid said to the other one, he goes, this guy's different. This guy's different. And he goes, yeah, he is. He says, he's not yelling at us or telling us to get off the bridge. Leave his stuff alone. That's patience, let me tell you, because those kids, woof, they were something. And next thing I know, they brought another kid back with them. Raymond's talking to them too. Next thing you know, here's the parents. What an opportunity, just because he had the patience of being with the kids, that he actually, I heard him kind of sharing with those people. I think you mentioned something about how God created fish. Made them taste good where we could eat them. You know? And he talked to these kids, and the parents stood there and listened about how you don't use a big piece of bait, use a little piece, because he says you don't, you know, you only take one bite at a time. These kids were eating this up. Use your talents. I've seen Raymond do that more than once. And it's just amazing that there was another opportunity. He got to share and plant a seed. Appreciate his friendship a lot. You get a chance to go anywhere or do anything with him, he's fun. So get a chance to do it. You'll probably end up in a conversation about the Lord or something to do with the Bible with somebody you've never met in your life. Or somebody he knows that he's already witnessing to, that if you see them off at a distance, you would think, oof, these people are weird, and all this and that. They come and get around Raymond, they're calm, collective, speak well, and always listen to what Raymond says. That's a talent God gave you, Raymond, and we appreciate it. And like I was saying earlier, Russ would have that administration. He has that, and we know other people do that in our church also. God gave different talents, and I use fishing a lot because I like to fish. I got a buddy sitting in here, we fish together a lot now. But I couldn't believe that just because I'm the way I clean fish, that a guy stood there and talked to me for that gelling up a red rock, a friend you know. What was it, an hour, hour and a half out there cleaning fish? And he sat there talking. We got to talk about God a little bit. Just because of the way I clean fish and how I clean them. And as Ben says, as fast as I clean them, which I didn't really think I was that fast until people was telling me that. And I'm still not as fast as Raymond, okay? We'll play that. So, but another thing, another gifts are like preparing things, like decorating our church. We have people here that do that for us, and they're behind the scenes. You hardly ever see them do it or anything. All of a sudden, the church is decorated. Judy, a lot of times heads that up, and also in the women's things. Just to, because somebody else is going to benefit from it. It's being unselfish. And she's good at it. If you haven't been to her house is decorated nice. Of course, she has to deal with all of her husband's trophies like my wife has to. But she does a good job. And so I know Tammy isn't here today, but she is now teaching Sunday school. Because it is a talent that somebody else in her church kind of nurtured and brought her along. Won't mention her names, Connie Morse. And then other teachers. We got my wife, Kathy, and Katie Townsend. And then another one for Katie is music. How fortunate we are to have a music teacher to come fill in. And also the people, Vern and his daughter, the way they sing together, isn't that a nice talent? So we have to look forward and say, you know, we have a lot of talents in our church, and why is that? It's because I think our church spends more time in this book than other things. You know, our Sunday school class does a really good job no matter what, because, you know, we got the Hoopmans over here. They said, she's kind of like our secretary. She keeps us going, knowing where we're at. Sang helps us with comments and stuff to try to get us on track or get things loosened up enough that we can talk about things. So what you need to do is you need to think in your mind that, what are my gifts? How can I search my gifts out? Cheryl, she's taking people to the hospital up there to see what they can get done to help them out. She does her Bible verses. It's out in the foyer. She's done Sunday school. She's done Bible school. She's done the Christmas things. That's a talent. She likes to do that stuff. She's good at it. So we need to learn where we're at in our gifts and work on them. We have to be in the public every day. If we take our talents and show them, let me get back to where I was at here. If I get my reference here. Of knowledge and service to be able to share. And I don't do as good a job as I should. I do have opportunities to share, but if I worked on it more, that Ephesians 4 in here, keeping, enduring, and to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bound of peace. What do you think our world would be like if we all shared and can get more people to come to the Lord? I gave an example that a friend of mine that I work with, he was in Afghanistan. He saved the life of an Afghan soldier, carried him, I think they said about a mile and a half, to medical care, and he eventually ended up in the United States, this soldier. After they got him all fixed up and everything, because the kind of bullet wound and stuff he had, they couldn't take care of it over there, so they sent him over here. After everything was said and done, that gentleman came back to the States. My friend told him, the reason I'm doing this is because, one, it's respect for human life, and two, it's because God loved him, no matter what he did here. As being a soldier. The gentleman came back and said, looked my friend up and said, I'm sharing and witnessing to the Afghan people now because of you sharing Christ with me the way you did and saving me, because you could have left me lay there and die. The gentleman was he's a medic. He says, I do that as a medic because that's what I'm good at, where I can share with people in their worst time of need to let them know God's there to help them. So if we practice on sharing, practice our gifts and our talents, don't you think we could get better at bringing people to the Lord and more people to the Lord? Court's not here today, but I know he does one of his talents. I don't think I could do it. He does a Santa Claus. And I was there one day when he was in, and whew, he's the only one that's got patience. But he plants seeds. I hear him tell him God loves him. You know, gives him little trinkets about God. That's what we need to do. He does a good job. Have you guys ever seen him playing Santa Claus somewhere? He actually looks like the guy that's supposed to be Santa Claus. We're very fortunate. We have a pastor that has the gift of being a pastor. And he knows how to use it. And he knows, he practices a lot. I talked to him last night late. He sent me a message. I'm praying for you. I hope your message goes good. And hope that somebody gets something out of it. I hope you guys do too. This is a little different one for me. I couldn't figure out what I was going to do. But then I kept seeing this talent thing come up. And I had people tell me, I was talking about cleaning fish and then how I do it and how other people do it and how he does it. And it's just, I thought, well, there's some talents there. Then I might talk about another friend of mine, knows Raymond, about his talent of being able to just have patience with anybody around. If we could have just the gifts that I read, there was a whole bunch of more on the list. But go back in ministration, if we can learn that from the people that's got it, we can learn in our life to read the Bible, like we got the Bible reading going on now. Everybody should pick something and read a book of the Bible. It's over there on the counter. If we have the hospitality, which a lot of our people, you know, you show up at Chris's house and Brenda's, she'll take care no matter what goes on. She'll, oh yeah, it's time for lunch, come on in, or you know, you want something to drink, or, I mean, it's really nice. Chris is always willing to go and help. Leadership. We have a good group of guys that are leaders in our church. They're on the board. I think they do a pretty good job of leading our church in the right direction. You should come sit through one of our board meetings sometimes, because we don't all agree on certain things. But I think that gives us strength. And going back to knowledge and knowing how to, and getting in the Word and reading the Word. You know, God said this is our sword. It's our protection. Our knowledge, knowing how to create and do things right in the world. Pray for healing for people. I don't have the talent of healing people. I don't have the talent of knowing. I was an EMT for a long time, about 10 years. I like to help people, but boy, there were some things. Yeah. Service, helping others, doing things for the church. It's always neat to come on a work day, see people working together here at the church. And praying for miracles. Because our country needs a miracle right now. And have the faith and God that He can perform those miracles for us. The faith part is another thing I'd like to touch on real quick here. His faith is the good news of the Bible. Christ is. Faith. Faith in Christ. And when you got Christ in your heart, you can go through a lot of stuff. Right now where I work, it's in turmoil. But you know what? I say I don't like it. Think about it. I've got Christ. I don't need to worry about what's going on there. He's going to take care of me and my family. He's going to take care of our church. So just have faith. We all have gifts. We all have talents. If you read the scriptures I give you earlier, it defines some of them. But pray and then say, you know, God, help me with my gifts or my talents where I can share them with someone else. And you don't just have one talent. I know you should have multiple talents. All you got to do is ask God to show them to you, and He will. So I'll tell you, 15 years ago, if somebody told me or told you that Red's going to be up in front of the congregation, no way. No way. But I prayed about it when I was at my other church because they asked me to do it. And it's like He put on my heart that I can do it once in a while. And especially to give our pastor a break where he can go enjoy his family. But the biggest thing I want to share with you is take your talents, your gifts, however you want to categorize those, and use them for Christ and to share with others. Because that's all the way it is. You know, you don't get a newsletter, don't get an email about, you know, God don't get on the email and say, all right, Larry, you're going to meet this guy tomorrow. You need to share with him. No. But if Larry's talents about hunting and fishing, farming, he meets somebody that's in bad way or something, he can talk to him about it. And I'll tell you, another thing is if you don't know where to go to find something, there's a lot of people in this church can help you. I know I've talked to Marvin a lot of times about it. He knows scriptures. So use that talent and shine as a bright light in the darkness for Christ, because that's what we're told to do. So share with the world. Share with anybody you get a chance with. Yeah, you're going to drop the ball like I do a lot. But that one opportunity might have you somebody that you really love or like or not even know coming through the gates of heaven. And isn't that joyous? I appreciate the time you guys will sit and listen. So, and sometimes I don't touch all the references all the time. But just let you know, I love our church. And I'll do what I need to do to keep things going and share our church with other people. So in closing, please do that. And thank you for giving me the opportunity. I promised Katie I'd keep it short because she's got things to do. And so I know it's graduation weekend. I did have a few other things, but I'm going to close on that. Share. I know I beat that a lot, but I like sharing with people. And just use your talents to do that. So thank you very much. Katie? Or Ross, what have you? Happy to help.